Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we've been talking about the gifts, the spiritual gifts of wisdom and knowledge. The next gift that Paul mentions is the gift of faith. Now, this is not saving faith. All true believers have saving faith, but not all believers have this particular gift of faith. Paul doesn't give us much to go on here, but what I think Paul might be referring to is that type of faith that Jesus talked about that could move mountains. It's the ability to believe God in the face of seemingly insurmountable obstacles. 1 year after Christy and I married, we decided that the Lord was wanting me to receive seminary training. So we made the plans and we moved to Memphis, Tennessee. No jobs, no real way to pay for seminary. We just had faith. We simply had this overwhelming yet simple belief that this was what we were supposed to do. We believed we would each land jobs that could reasonably sustain us and that we would somehow manage to be able to pay for school at a seminary that would not accept bank loans. Rock solid confidence in the Lord is what we had. We didn't have to work it up. In fact, I remember kind of being casual about it all. We just knew that this is what the Lord wanted us to do. There were no fireworks, just prayer and faith. And this type of faith is a relatively blind faith sometimes in that you don't have a specific promise or verse from Scripture that says, go to seminary now. You just have faith that God is going to bring about certain circumstances. And my wife remembers that our mothers were terrified. They were extremely worried, but what's new, right? Well, is that the gift of faith that Paul is speaking of? I believe it is, at least part of it. And that type of faith builds up the church by showing others that God is faithful to His people, even in what seem like insurmountable circumstances. As you pray today, please remember Adam Batarse and his family, our missionaries in Florida. And also remember the Nepalese Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Nepal.